post game with Terry Ward after a 4-2 cup win in Blackburn's barn. Always good to turn over the Hawks in front of their own crowd, Terry.
Yeah, it's always good to come in and get a win. It's a difficult place to play, so we're delighted with the win.
3-0 up after the first. Is it a little bit of them being not quite so good and us being on our game, or was it really just us putting that pressure on early?
I think it was us putting pressure on. We were determined to do that, because every time we come here, we're always chasing the game. And we decided, look, you know, we've had enough of this, let's go to them and see what we get out of this game in the first period. And it was a really good period for us. The guys were strong, and we went to read it, because we didn't have a great preparation having been so long on the bus to get here with all the traffic. So it was nice to get here. We said we were determined to do that, and we did exactly what was asked of the lads. So well done to the boys for doing it.
Second period, we did seem to slacken off a little bit, and Blackburn did get that one goal back. Were you concerned at all?
Not really, no. I mean, Blackburn, I would say, were the better team in the second period, but, you know, we were never going to contain them for all three periods. It's their own barn, and, you know, they were always going to come out fighting and working hard in that second period, because they don't give up, Blackburn. It's one thing, you've got to admit that. So they don't give in. We knew they would come hard at us, and it was a 1-0 period for them.
We got that goal really early in the third, seemed to knock the stuffing out of Blackburn a little bit, and from there it seemed to us in the crowd anyway that we were in control of that game.
I think you're quite right. In the third period we got that goal, it did knock the stuffing out of them, and I just thought we were just in control of the game in that last period there, and I just thought we deserved what we got.
And then a little bit of a twilight zone moment towards the end there, Michael Bowman of all people dropping the gloves and having a bit of a set-to with Ollie Lomax. It's not something you're going to see every day.
No, it's not, because Michael doesn't fight. So it's the first time I've ever seen him fight. Apparently he's had two fights in his career, one with his wife and that one. He lost against his wife and he won that one.
He definitely won that one, that's for sure. But I think it just shows the real character of the team, Terry.
Yeah, it does. Michael was, you know, he was kind of in the fight before he knew about it, but he did really well in it, and he wasn't going to give up on it, you know, and fair play to Michael. He sorted out what he had to sort out, and he won the fight, so.
So we've got Telford coming into our barn tomorrow. Vital league points at stake, and all three brittle brothers almost certainly on that bus coming up to face us. Does this give us that confidence boost we need going into that game?
Well, yeah, it should do, yeah. I mean, you know, we've a couple of wins on the row now, so we want to get a little run together, so tomorrow we've got to win again. Telford's not going to be an easy team to play against. You know, like you said, they've made some good signings, and it hasn't really gone their way at the moment. But they made another signing, Luke Brittle as well, so who came down from the EPL. So that'll be a difficult one for us. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to just have too much room again over three lines.